Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
Kaya Biz.
Inside your pocket.
Well, this is where we want to get inside your pocket. And typically, it's been the end of the month. We're winding down to the end of the week. And as we know, the month of August also comes with many celebrations around Women's Month. And I'm keen to understand. Ahead of the weekend, are you looking to order takeaways just to provide yourself with some rest from cooking? Or maybe you're just looking for a quick meal. Maybe you can't cook. Maybe you do always eat takeaways. Or maybe you just happen to buy them out of convenience or just regular cravings. I want to hear from you how often you purchase takeaways and if you actually add up how much it costs you. We're about to deep dive into a conversation by Standard Bank, who have provided very illustrative research that shows that among higher income earners who typically fall under their private banking segment, those earning between 25,000 Rand and 58,000 Rand a month, we happen to spend more than a third of our savings and largely have no savings buffer. So, are your takeaways quite literally eating into your savings? We're joined by Dorette Uyster, Head of Money Management and Advisory at Standard Bank, joining us tonight to give us some insight into this conversation. Thank you so much, Dorette, for your time. Really appreciate it. I guess first things first, let's just get some context around this data, how it's been collated and who we're actually talking about here.
Good evening. Great to join you. So we did a bit of an analysis just to deep dive at, you know, and look at spending that we do every month. So consumers in South Africa across all income groups. So we really looked at our entry level consumers who earn below 10,000 Rand. Also, if you fall into that middle income bracket of around about 20,000 Rand a month. And then even as you mentioned, our high income consumers that earn between 25 and 60,000 Rand a month. So really a broad spectrum. And you know, what we want to actually get at is in the South African context, we know as South Africans, I mean, it's difficult to save. It's difficult to get that money every month to start putting away. And there's lots of external factors that we can't control. I mean, today we heard we're getting a little bit of a relief on the interest rate side. So that's good news.
Definitely.
But there are many things that's outside of our control to support our salaries, for example. But the things that are in our control is where we choose to spend our money. And if we talk about things that we maybe have more discretion over, like takeaways, like subscriptions, which is a previous conversation we had, then these might be areas we can look at to find those extra money to save a month and start building up our savings over the long term.
Sure. So on average, how much do we spend on takeaways according to your research?
So in a month, on average, we spend about 800 Rand. So that's outside of groceries. So any supermarket spending, that's not included here. So here we're really looking at fast food and delivery services. Mm-hmm. That's about 800 Rand a month. And I mean, this has been steadily increasing over the last couple of years. So we're spending quite a lot and every year a little bit more.
This is so interesting. And as you say, it's not the groceries that we're purchasing. This is the chips, the chicken and chips, the pizza that you order, the coffees and the croissants and so many other goods that we order. What I'm intrigued to know is that this average spend on takeaways, how is it playing an influence on our savings behavior?
So I think that's actually where we want to get at. If we look at savings, let's talk high income, because yes, often, you know, we tell ourselves one day when I earn more money, I'll start saving. Mm-hmm. Well, if you look at higher earning South Africans, that is not necessarily the case. About one in three don't have any emergency savings available today. So it's not really a case of, you know, earning more money and that giving you the ability to save, but it's more around how do we get intentional about savings? And, you know, to be fair, often we don't talk about money freely. You know, it's a very personal topic.
Yeah.
And we don't necessarily get, you know, educated on it. So what are practical things that we can do? You know, how do you manage your money on a monthly basis? What are some of the things that you need to know and need to start doing once you earn your first salary? So that's really the conversation that we want to bring to the table and, you know, make sure that we can engage in that and start sharing tips or maybe tricks or experiences that we've done where people can find it maybe easier to start saving and just take the stress out of that money management and start relieving that so that we can reach that financial dreams that we all have.
And I'm keen to see, you know, what is it that is influencing our behavior? We did touch on the interest rates and just the pressure that's been on our pocket. And it almost seems as though South Africans, we're so frustrated to say, you know, we're under pressure. I work so hard. I've earned all this money and I have so many responsibilities. Let me spoil myself with the takeaways and I'll save what I can when I can. You know, but are there tools and is our behavior shifting to understand that at some point we still need to prioritize our savings and long-term investments?
Yeah, so I think it's a very important discussion we're having. And you know, oftentimes we think it's like either or. You either like save and that's all you do, or you spend and that's all you do. And the answer actually lies in the balance. So if we take just a simple example, like let's take that 700 or 800 rand a month that we spend on takeout. If you just take 200 rand of that, so we're not saying don't do takeout. We're just saying a quarter of that, 200 rand a month. Start putting that away into a savings account. And if you just start doing that diligently, and you can still have takeout, but if you start spending or start saving that 200 rand a month, over a period of 10 years, if you choose a savings product that, you know, a tax-free savings account that gives you a good interest rate of around 10% a year, you can actually over the period of 10 years save up more than 40,000 rand. So just by doing something simple, that's not necessarily changing your lifestyle and you're not necessarily feeling it, but you're slowly starting to take the steps. And even if you automate that savings, and what do I mean by that? If you put in a scheduled transfer, so you can easily do that through your banking app. At Standard Bank, on our mobile app, we call it a scheduled transfer. So if your salary hits your account, you put in an automated transfer to take 200 rand to your savings account. And then you don't even have to click a button every month and make that decision. You do it automatically and slowly you start building your savings. And in a while, you'll be surprised at how much that savings actually start building up to. And that can actually help you do other things that you really want to do.
It almost seems as though this is also a behavior shift, right? To know that you can have the benefits of both worlds, but discipline is also required to meet your long-term objectives when it comes to saving. And I'm just keen to understand, you know, you typically take care of a very interesting aspect within your work at the bank, head of money management and advisory. And I'm aware that there's been a lot of growth and development in educating your clients specifically and consumers overall around better financial management and behavior. Are we seeing the rewards of this, the ROI of increased investor education or, I guess, financial education?
So we've slowly started seeing actually this effort that we're putting in is actually starting to reap fruits. And it's something that, I mean, I'm personally very passionate about it. Standard Bank is the biggest bank in Africa. I mean, we're passionate about growing Africa and helping especially South Africans, you know, reach that financial freedom. So we do a WalletWise radio program, which I think it's also aired on this radio station. And we've actually spoken to listeners and more than half of them have actually said after listening to consumer education and this radio series, they've taken steps towards managing their money better. So some of them have opened up savings accounts. Some of them have made sure that they've got a will, especially if they've got children below 18 years. Some of them have even taken up life insurance. So slowly we're starting to see that, you know, the seeds that we're planting are starting to reap the benefits. And it's just something that, you know, the power of just having this conversation, like we believe nothing is wasted. You know, even if we can plant a seed, if we can share an idea, somewhere it can change a life, which can impact a family, which impacts a generation. And that's really what we want to do and the role that we'd like to play.
100%. And I'm glad that we are seeing the shift and this change in behavior slowly coming through. We definitely need it in order to improve on our behavior. Again, you did comment on the interest rate cut, and I'm so keen, Dorit, just to hear your thoughts on, you know, how we've seen many of your clients responding to interest rate cuts. This is good news. It's what we've been waiting for a while. But are there expectations about how clients will react in, based on how you've seen them react and respond before?
Yeah, so absolutely. I think it's a much needed relief. And, you know, the interest rate hiking cycle happened over quite a short period, but the decrease has happened over a prolonged period. So I think it's much needed relief for our consumers. And I mean, we really see a big sigh of relief every time we get a cut in that interest rate. I think really the question is now, you know, with that extra money that you're saving on your debt repayments, you know, previously you would have spent that on your debt. How can you actually put that money to good use? So two ways and maybe things to just think about is, do you still keep your debt repayment the same so that you can pay your debt off sooner? And that is something we've seen some of our consumers doing. I think especially people who have previously almost felt like they got burnt by having too much debt. Mm-hmm. So they want to get rid of that as soon as possible. And that's a very good idea. The second bit is, you know, instead of using that money now and spending it on things like take out that, you know, in our effort to have a convenient and a simple life, we often fall, you know, victim to that. Instead of doing something like that, can you actually put a debit order or schedule transfer and start building towards a savings account? You know, and that can help you in cases where you've got unexpected expenses, you've got some cash on hand and you don't have to take on debt again. So it's really putting that money to good use that you would have otherwise had to spend. So as interest rates come down, it's giving us a little bit more opportunity to do this. And that is a great way to take steps towards financial freedom and, you know, really building your financial resilience.
100%, really, really necessary there, Dorit. And as you say, we have been trying to find ways to, you know, clear our debt and pay it off as quickly as possible. Some of that data did come through in the findings regarding our two-pot withdrawals and where the money was going. But let's see. Hopefully this also does provide a heightened level of reprieve that we can also follow through with. Thank you again for your time and for helping us manage our money better.
Only a pleasure. Thank you.
That's Dorit Huerster, Head of Money Management and Advisory at Standard Bank, helping us unpack some of their data, where they specifically took a look at the digital spending habits of their private banking clients. Those are individuals who earn between 25,000 Rand and 58,000 Rand a month. And what they found is that not only do they spend an exorbitant amount of money on takeaways, listen to me saying exorbitant as though I could put a figure to it, but 800 Rand typically is what they'd spend a month on takeaways, and that would then reduce their savings buffer. I asked you earlier, we asked you on some social media platforms, you know, how much do you spend on average a month on takeaways? Modest Mahlangu says, I used to spend about 2,000 to 3,000 Rand when I was single. Mm-hmm, Morris. It's always the single guys who are out and about spending on takeaways or bumming off free meals from their friends and then find a girlfriend who end up cooking for them. Tabiso Mankosa also says takeaways are cheaper than cooking in this price of high electricity. Selson Glovu says, well, plus minus 1,000 Rand. Let me know your thoughts. And I do think it's the single guys who end up paying more. Until you find some company.
You not a takeaway. If you, my daughter, ne?
I spend on takeaway, but
I spend now. It's muchachos, and there's a meal era than air 400.
So every weekend it's that meal and McDonald's and pizza Debonairs or Romans.
You, yeah, ne? But anyway, I will make her listen to this podcast so that she can start saving because she likes money as well.
Hi, Sis Gugu. Great show as always. What a nice conversation. I just went to my banking app and checked my takeaway for the month of July. I'm so proud of myself. I only have 200 Rand. Oh, wow. So, yeah, it's a good one. I think also going back to the banking app and checking where we are spending our money is one of the habits that I've started practicing every month. And it is helping me to see how I'm spending. And as a result, every time when I have to spend maybe on using a credit card, I just get nervous to say, I don't want to touch this. I don't want to make more credit. So also listening to your show, it does have an impact on our lives and it changes the way we behave and do things. Thank you so much. Keep it up.
Oh, thank you so much, Z. Appreciate that voice note. Those are voice notes that we had from Z and Buitumelo. They were both commenting on takeaways. That comes after a conversation we had earlier on in the show. Essentially, speaking to Dorette Uester, who's the head of money management and advisory at Standard Bank. And she was helping us understand some data that they've pulled out. That on average, some of their private clients who typically earn above 25,000 Rand and between that and 58,000 Rand spend on average 800 Rand. An amount of 800 Rand on takeaways per month. But the problem is not how much you spend. It's the influence and impact it has on your savings behavior. And it does seem as though more than a third of the clients within that bracket don't have sufficient emergency savings. So yeah, I agree with you. Takeaways, can be amazing. I am guilty of it sometimes too, because I don't always enjoy cooking or have the time to. But yeah, we just need to make sure that it doesn't influence the rest of our financial behavior and habits that exist there too.
Kaya Biz.
Inside your pocket.
Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.